This is the Mindset Toolkit Podcast. The continual pursuit of improvement.
How's everybody going? My name is Salman, host of the Mindset Toolkit Podcast, and this is episode 6. Thanks for joining me. On this episode, I'll be talking about Richard Branson's book, The Virgin Way, his biography, and lessons of leadership that he's learned from raising successful businesses. This was another great read, basically talking about how Richard Branson came from nothing to something, his humble beginnings in England, and creating a multi-billion dollar brand that's known worldwide across many different industries, from telecommunications to air travel, and soon to be space travel, it looks like. And the one big thing that spreads across all the brands and is kind of Richard Branson's signature way, his kind of call to arms, is screw it, let's do it. Where if the venture truly doesn't excite him, he doesn't do it. If he's not extremely passionate about what he's doing, he never will do it. And he liked to say, life isn't a dress rehearsal, so stop thinking about doing things and start doing things. He likes to quote Gandhi, and it's live as if you'll die tomorrow, learn as if you'll live forever, which is kind of life-changing the more and more you think about it. Based on his tales, Branson is a very magnanimous and nice leader. He's very, very much an aggressive go-getter. At the same time, he does like to treat his people right and doesn't have that hard-nosed leadership style that other people are known for. He always believes in giving everyone a second chance, because he was given a lot of second chances in his early days, and believes that that's how you pay it forward. He also very much believes in not gossiping about anything. Speak no evil and don't speak ill of anyone. It's basically a bigger reflection on you as a person rather than the person you're gossiping about. He also extols the virtues of listening. He believes a lot of people today are more busy trying to talk than listen. There's like a lost art about it. He always suggests becoming a better listener and you'll always be smarter. He has a great habit of noting everything, taking notes. Whenever he speaks to somebody, it saved a lot of business deals because he'll note down little details or big details, and 2 months, a year down the track, they'll say that they did this and he can look back at his notes at that phone conversation. And immediately tell them that either they were right or they were wrong. Your brain can't possibly remember everything that you experience every day, so by taking notes, it removes that possibility for losing important items. He believes the second most important thing to listening is note-taking. He also believes in saying less, contributing more. Listening more and saying less means that you place more of your focus on absorbing on what's being said. Trying to speak more and think of smart questions means you're focusing less on what you're being told and have less ability to truly understand what you're listening to. It also shows some rudeness. By constantly interrupting someone, you're assuming you know what they're going to say next, which isn't always the case. He has a funny little quip where he talks about the person who leaves a conversation having said the most will most likely walk away thinking the other person is a great conversationalist. And conversely, the other person may feel that they couldn't get a word in and thinks the other person is quite the talker. His list of good leadership traits include integrity, a sense of humor, the entrepreneurial spirit, a gregarious spirit, being caring, giving credit where it's due, empowering their people, and just being energizing and passionate about whatever it is that you're doing. And he believes that the key to almost every leadership attribute that we've just listed is being a good leader, and always having time for your staff, no matter how busy you are. And now shifting focus to the actual business side of things, he talks about a mirror-mirror concept, where you always try and see what you're doing from the customer's customer's perspective. Be quick to admit that you're wrong, and also be quick to fix it. Don't ignore problems, don't sweep them under the rug. A great way to see your company from a third person perspective is to pretend to be one yourself and see how you're treated. Branson would call customer service lines at Virgin and see how they would respond to some ridiculous queries that he had. He also recommends not waiting for a crisis to look at the company from the outside in, and always look at how your company is seen from competitors and customers to improve your marketplace position. Branson is a big proponent of keeping things simple. A great leader is a great simplifier. Be simple and succinct in all communications. He recommends distilling down your thoughts into the simplest and most direct possible way. This removes any fluff and it gets straight down to the point. A way to make public speaking easier is to imagine yourself outside of the big space and imagine yourself in a familiar space, and all you're simply doing is telling stories to your closest family and friends. He also never rates anything a 10 out of 10. He's kind of infamous for this. He believes he would never give anything 10 out of 10 simply because there's always room for something to improve. And there's also no such thing as a perfect product for everybody. Everyone, as he says, are different horses for different courses. Even one of the most successful brands, such as Apple or Virgin, all have competitors. So it's never meant that there's ever been a product that appealed to 100% of the market 100% of the time. A loyalty is a hard one thing. True loyalty is earned by providing your customers with atypical incentives. He doesn't believe in the usual frequent flyer customer reward discount type programs. You want to create a level of engagement that supersedes what's being bought. Whether that be the overall customer experience, going above and beyond in customer service, and just providing the customer with something that they would not ever get from another company. He wants his staff to combine effort and kindness. He next goes on to talk about kind of the Virgin way of doing things. Virgin wasn't always this giant mega brand that we know today, and he has some awesome strategies and mindset ways to think about starting a business when you're the small guy in the fight. With the David and Goliath strategies, now they're the Goliath, but he did raise that business with a David mentality. And even today, he can figure out where he's gone wrong by thinking that the companies are too big to fail, and he's used bad strategies with that mindset. Being a little guy, you can't differentiate your business on price alone, because the big guys have the budget to absorb you. They can price you down and just lose money for a year while you're trying to fight on price. That is probably the worst strategy to go on. They can do it all day. You need to use something else. You need to use your small size to your advantage. What else can you differentiate to stand out and attract customers away from the big incumbents? And what's great about this is, by thinking differently, it doesn't cost more necessarily. It just requires commitment to not do the same thing that everyone else is doing. Being small also allows you to react much quicker than the big guys. Not having to get board approval, move thousands of employees. Just say you're a team of five. You can have a quick phone call with the five people and move almost immediately. Another example of what Virgin did very differently from other companies, and I think still does, rather than spending money on giant marketing campaigns, Virgin preferred to use that money to improve customer experience. So instead of spending $1 million on creating a billboard, they spent $1 million creating amazing waiting rooms before flights. The effect of this would not only convert customers away from the incumbents, but it also improves their brand loyalty, brand equity, and turns their customers into a giant word-of-mouth marketing machine. And we all know that word-of-mouth marketing is a lot better than billboard marketing. When they started, Virgin Airways initially played it very stealthily. They flew under the radar, so to speak, of British Airways until Virgin became too big to be bullied out of the market, and then they could compete on price, but they built the brand on service. And the kind of the ethos behind this brand service, this customer loyalty experience that they create, is EBO, what he likes to call everybody better off. And this is how to drive meaningful innovation in the company. It removes benefit of the doubt by not letting the 2% of your customer base that would abuse a good thing to stop you from providing it for the 98% that would use it correctly and not abuse it and would really benefit from it. Something simple as providing a free glass of water to everyone that walks in. Someone might come in and get 10 glasses of water, but most people will get one and really appreciate your thoughtfulness for providing something as simple as that. Branson also addresses passion and mindset and your positivity. Passion is the secret source of virgin success. He likes to say, if you're not all in, you're not in at all. You can't train someone to be passionate. You don't train attitudes, you hire them. He prefers to hire people that have the right attitude and not just the right skill sets. Positivity is correlated to success, and it's not the other way around. When we're positive, our brain is more engaged, energized, creative, motivated, healthier, productive, and resilient. So having a positive workplace means that your staff are all of these things, so positivity improves productivity. 90% of one's happiness is generated from within. Being positive is being in the present, so he likes to plan for the future, but always maintain being in the present. Branson encourages leaders to lead boldly and visibly from the front. He wasn't always an outgoing person at first, but learned to do this knowing that it was better for the business, better for publicity, and better for his staff to see him kind of charging the way. He's also a big proponent of collaboration, and not necessarily in the way of collaborating with other businesses, but the simple fact that few entrepreneurs got to their level of success without any form of help. You can't charge alone. You need to collaborate with a group of people, hire for your weaknesses, and build a great team that's going to propel you and them forward. Collaborating with businesses not typically associated with your industry pays off dividends. You want to get cross-industry promotion, and this allows you to get a new customer base as well. It also opens you to new ideas and new ways of doing things that you might not have thought of. Entrepreneurs are always looking for areas of improvement, going back to his 10 out of 10 rating system, where there's always something that can always be improved. You can also look at what's trending out there and how can you adjust your business to take advantage of what's new and popular. And what's great at the end of the book, Branson actually gives 10 points that he believes summarizes the whole book. I'll just go through those right now. The first one is to follow your dreams and just do it. Be courageous and dare to live your dreams. Secondly, make a positive difference and do some good. Doing good is also good for business. Don't take advantage of people, basically. Number three is to believe in your ideas and be the best. Be passionate. If you're not proud of yourself, why should anyone else be proud of you? Fourth, have fun and look after your team. Once something isn't fun, you gotta leave. Fifthly, don't give up. Stick through it through the hard times. Six is to listen, take lots of notes, and keep setting up new challenges. Listen more and talk less. Seven, it's important to delegate so that you can leave the businesses at times and spend time with your family. Branson believes that family is the most important thing of all. Eight is, along with kind of the seven, is to turn off your laptop and get out there. He recommends to disconnect on a regular basis and get outside. Don't be trapped in your own cocoon. Number nine is to communicate, collaborate, and communicate some more. Keep it simple and keep it coming. And finally, the biggest, probably the best part of his advice is to do what you love. Have a couch in the kitchen. As long as you're doing what you love and are surrounded by people that you love, there's really nothing else to do. And that's it. The book was really great. It has some amazing anecdotal stories and a lot of things to be learned from how Branson successfully built the Virgin brand, along with his mistakes along the way and what to do and what not to do. And that's all I have for today. So go out and grab a copy of The Virgin Way by Richard Branson. Read it, learn from it, absorb it, and use it. This has been Solomon on the Mindset Toolkit podcast. Thanks for your time. Remember, what you learned today will serve you tomorrow. So go out and go get it.